a little event that happened over the weekend this past Saturday. Technically in Bristol, England, the University of Bristol, as roughly 50 of the world's top clowns congregated. Clowns, like Bozo and the like. I don't know if Ronald held things, but supposedly these were global leaders in the clown world as they held a clown summit and informally a clown congress. Discuss saving their profession and making clowning more relevant today to address the future of clowning during turbulent times, as they said, because of recent depictions and really over the years of clowns being frightening and scary in movies. Clowns from around the globe, ladies and gentlemen, as they try to bring the clown back to its noble prominence. That gives us our Tuesday morning top 10 today. Going to have to be my studio audience that doesn't laugh, because Heather Lee's not here. With roughly 50 of the top clowns in the world congregating for the Clown Summit, it is our Tuesday morning top 10 straight from the home office and the writing staff in Granbury, Texas. Top 10 concerns and topics that were addressed at this past weekend's Clown Summit. Very serious situation, everybody. Top 10 concerns, topics that were addressed at this past weekend's Clown Summit. Our top 10 began.
Number 10.
Well, the enacting of new tariffs on all acts that involve monkeys. Really? Is this what we're going with today?
Number 9.
Seriously, let's take this seriously. Number 9, okay? The new automobile tariffs will undoubtedly threaten the number of clown cars available on the market for them, though. Although, really, shouldn't you just need one for everybody right there?
All right. Number 8.
Number 8. Discover new talent for the next generation of clowning, like up-and-comers out there. Maybe those that have recently revealed their juggling talents.
Mark Phillips, and what would you like to see me juggle?
There it is. But just with safety first.
Please, no sharp objects.
Number 7.
Number 7, a mass revision of past woke clown policies, such as DEI, but only really when it came to promoting the bearded lady.
Number six,
concern and topic addressed at this past weekend's Clown Summit. Well, the new plan to incorporate more water and buckets into the new clown-related routines that they are devising. I highly suggest... You got two clowns that already have that covered every Thursday.
KB and Heather Lee.
Thursday, straight up at 8 o'clock, Will It Float. Although Pennywise did always say everybody floated down there. Which, by the way, leads us to...
Number 5,
concern and topic addressed at this past weekend's Clown Summit.
Number 5.
Stay away from gutters, especially if you're in the sewer or gutter here on 3rd Street in downtown Fort Worth, because that's where I dump the Will It Float tank every single Thursday, and nobody wants that.
Number 4,
attack inflation in the clown world to bring down the inflated prices of balloon animals.
Number 3.
Give that one a minute. You'll really like it.
Number three,
reconsider clown health care plans now that Blue Cross Blue Shield has stopped covering all claims related to being fired out of a cannon. I know, that's really messed us up here, too.
Number two,
set a post-clown career option that finds jobs for clowns in the regular workplace. Well, again, guys,
KB and Heather Lee,
we got you covered. And then finally, ladies and gentlemen, the
number one
concern and topic addressed at this past weekend's Clown Summit held Saturday in the UK.
Number 1.
I don't know, maybe figure out how to not be so dang creepy. Thank you to the writing staff.
KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.